What about now better jobs? What about better training, schooling?
Kevin Say is a business owner trying to make it through tough economic times in Selma. He and his wife opened a clothing and accessory store last year and are making money.
And if Selma is growing in the right way, then we can have the greatest expansion that anybody could ever look for.
But many black-owned businesses were forced to close during the economic downturn 7 years ago. The closed stores and boarded-up buildings indicate the area lacks job opportunities, even though the institutional segregation of 5 decades ago is a thing of the past. Longtime Alabama State Senator Hank Sanders says it's tragic a worldwide symbol of the civil rights struggle has not prospered.
The economic and the political didn't come together in Selma to produce the desired results. Selma now needs the harvest. It is planted, but it needs the harvest.
Unemployment for young blacks here is more than 20%, and some families live in government-subsidized housing as they did 50 years ago. Selma radio station owner Glenn King is pushing economic development by supporting black-owned businesses. He says if every black business added one employee, it would reduce black unemployment to levels of whites.
I've encouraged blacks that together we stand and divided we fall. These two black young men is trying to make it better and show blacks what they can do if they invest in something in their community.
I believe we are a lot better now, clearly, than we were before. I believe our biggest issue now is a polarization due to the economics issues of today, more so than it is because of race.
Cromwell Handy is the pastor of the Reverend Martin Luther King's historic church in Montgomery. He says African Americans can fulfill Dr. King's dream by demanding income equality.
We must forward march. We must stay away from what we know from a military term, marking time. We can't march in place and just focus on the past. We have to forward march from here for a better nation and a better world.
In order to move on, we got to know the history so we want to make the same fight and keep their fight living on.
Birmingham Mayor William Bell believes blacks can create or generate economic opportunities by staying involved in the political process.
To protect those opportunities, you've got to fully participate. You've got to be a full-fledged citizen. And that right to vote is critical to economic power, it's critical to social power, it's critical to cultural power.
In Selma, Kevin Say wants to help fellow entrepreneurs. Someday he hopes to hire more workers, giving something back to the community.
Now you're starting to see more blacks are coming together to help one another, because I feel if one can make it, the next one can make it. If I can get started, then something I can do can probably pull you and help you along the way.
Community leaders believe by working together, they can bring about better financial times for this community that was so pivotal to the civil rights movement. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Selma, Alabama.